The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹوڈے اینڈ ٹمارو. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful personality. We're going to be listening to their beautiful words of wisdom. But as always, Alhamdulillah, let's start the program with the blessing of reciting Durood and Salam upon the best of creation, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. In Rahatul Qulub, a very beautiful incident or story has been mentioned. A beggar once came to Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem, and jokingly they said to him, who was in front of them, and he presented himself and asked from Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So a beggar came to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and begged him. So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam 10 times and blew on his hand and then said, close your hand and open it in front of those who sent you. So the kuffar, they were the ones that sent this beggar because they knew Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a rich man. He was a very poor person and he's not going to have anything and they're going to make fun of him, ma'azallah. So the disbelievers were laughing, thinking what will happen by just blowing. But when the beggar opened his hand in front of them, there was a dinar in it. Witnessing this miracle, the disbelievers became Muslims, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, that was a very beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And this is what we're going to be learning today. Some of the words of wisdom by Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember, he was the door of the city of knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door of that city. Subhanallah. Now, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the fourth khalif of the Muslims, Amirul Mu'mineen. His noble mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, named him Haider. So he was given the name by his beloved mother. And one of the kudiyah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Abul Hasan and Abu Turab. And he is the paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're going to be listening to some of the words of wisdom. But before we listen to these words of wisdom, let's listen to a beautiful kalam. And then after the kalam, inshallah, we'll come and learn the words of wisdom. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, tu Rabb hai mera, main banda tera. Subhanallah, 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 Ya Rahim, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Hum mangte hai, tu moti hai, hum bande. Mohtaaj تاج تیرا، ہر شاہ و گدا محتاج تیرا، ہر شاہ و گدا سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. ہم جرم کرے تو عفو کرے، ہم قہر کرے تو مگر کرے، گھیر کرے تو میں گھیر کرے. گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا، گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا، سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. ہم عیبی ہیں ستار ہے تو، ہم مجرم ہیں غفار ہے تو، ہم عیبی ہیں ستار ہے تو، ہم مجرم ہیں غفار ہے تو. بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا، بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا، سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. تو حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا، تو والی ہے گھر بے کس کا، تو حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا. ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا، ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا، سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. تیرے عشق میں روئے مرغ سحر، تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر، تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر. تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا، تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا، سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. یہ سالک مجرم آیا ہے اور خالی جھولی لایا ہے، یہ سالک مجرم آیا ہے اور خالی جھولی لایا ہے. دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا، دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا، سبحان اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ That was brilliant. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today we're going to be going through some of the beautiful words of wisdom of Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. So I want you to really listen carefully and see as Muslims what we can learn from this great Wali Allah Azza wa Jal. We can say the great Sahabi, the Khalif of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. The first thing that he mentioned is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal. More than the action itself, make arrangement for its acceptance. Because even a small deed that is performed with piety is a major thing. And how can the action which is accepted be small? So first of all, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that more than the action itself, make arrangement for its acceptance. So whatever we do, it should be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember the first hadith of Bukhari is innamal a'malu bin niyyat. All your actions depend on your intention. So why are we doing this action? Make sure it is only for the pleasure of Allah. Not to show people that I am doing a certain thing. For example, when we give in charity, don't give anything in charity only because you know, you wanted a photograph, you wanted to be spread out on the news and, you know, the social media that so-and-so has given money. It should be only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when it's done for the pleasure of Allah, it's guaranteed that that will be accepted. Now, if someone even gives £1,000,000 in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, but in that way, the intention isn't right. And his intention is so that people find out. Then what's the point giving in the way of Allah? The intention isn't right. The second thing, he says, I remain very fearful of two things in regards to you. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving us an advice that two things he remains fearful of regarding. Number one is following desires. And number two, long hopes. Now let's all look at ourselves. Do we have long desires? You know, I want to do this, I want to do that. I've got one business, I want the second one. I've got this, I need to have the second one. So our desires are too long. Sometimes it is that we're not even going to live for that long. So why desire all these kind of things? And long hopes is something that majority of people are trapped in today. Why? We got this hope that, you know, I'm going to live for so many years. I want to do this, I want to do that. End of the day, we don't even know how long we are going to live. Another beautiful word of wisdom. The one who thinks that he will enter paradise without adopting righteous deeds, he is a victim of false hopes. You know, sometimes people think, I'm going to go to paradise. Alhamdulillah, it's good that we are thinking positive. But if you're not going to do any action, any amal, then what chances do we have that we will enter the gardens of paradise? You know, for example, someone who doesn't offer his salah, what chance does that person have that he will enter paradise? You know, if you say that the mercy of Allah, alhamdulillah, we all believe in the mercy of Allah as being great and, you know, endless. But then again, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned there are azabs mentioned in the Quran. There are other punishments mentioned in the Quran. We need to understand that all of these punishments, all of these things that have been mentioned for a reason. Another beautiful words of wisdom. Spend and do not show off. And do not elevate yourself so that you are recognized and praised. Rather remain hidden and adopt silence. You will remain safe. Spend and do not show off. Especially, don't show off in front of people. You see a lot of times, you know, now because we're on social media, people buy new cars, people buy new things, and they want people to see what they've got. That is showing off. If that is the intention, obviously, those people who are watching, we shouldn't fall into the trap of the shaitan and thinking, you know, this guy's showing off, this guy's doing this, this guy's doing that. We should just remain focused on what we are doing. But if that is the intention that, you know, I'm buying a new mobile phone, I'm buying a new tablet, I'm buying a new car, I'm buying a new house because I can tell people, you know, look how rich I am, look how, you know, how much I can spend. If that is the reason, then there's no point doing that because remember, good deeds should only be done for the pleasure of Allah. Another beautiful thing, A person's height increases until the age of 22, whereas his intellect increases until the age of 28. After this, he continues to gain experiences until his death. The misfortune of sin causes laziness in worship and shortage in sustenance. You know, sometimes people think, you know, why is it that I am suffering? The other person, my next door neighbor, my friends, my relatives, they're enjoying their lives. They've got a lot of wealth, and I don't have that wealth. Now, wealth decreases if a person commits sins. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the tawfiq to do righteous good things, we need to do as many righteous and good things as we can. Remember, sins are destruction for your good deeds as well. Only do things for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not to gain to for the people. And remember, you know, the scholars, they mention, when you do something good and it's hard, you know, it's hard to do that. That hard thing that you're going to do, you know, that power or that sometimes, you know, we think that it's going to be too hard. That problem will remain for a while, but that good deed that you do will remain forever. So always ask yourself, maybe this action that we are about to do, maybe it looks difficult, but that difficulty once will go away after a short while. But that good deed that you do will remain with you. And don't commit a sin thinking it's only a minor little thing, because, oh, you're going to have, you know, it's enjoyable. That enjoyment will only be for a while, and that sin will remain with you forever. Let's take a beautiful promo, and inshallah, we'll come back to the same topic again, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A beautiful narration says, to maintain kind relations leads to love amongst family members. It leads to blessings in wealth and length in age. It is also stated that some of the great virtues of maintaining kind relationships with relatives are that it brings about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It pleases the people, it delights the angels, it earns you praises from the Muslims, it increases your age, it brings blessings in sustenance, it pleases the forefathers who have passed away, it promotes harmony, it increases reward after demise, because people make dua-i khair and dua-i maghfirah for that person, and it upsets shaitan. So maintain family ties and try your best to be polite to each other, to respect each other, and to foster a healthy relationship. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azzawajalla, very beautiful words of wisdom. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajalla. Today, this is what our topic is about, the words of wisdom of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And before we went to the break, we were listening to some of the words of wisdom. I want to continue that for those who've just joined us now. Welcome to our program, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Another beautiful words of wisdom from Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. A person deprives himself of halal sustenance by displaying impatience, yet he does not gain more than what is destined for him. You know, so a person deprives himself of halal sustenance. Where you got a chance to earn halal, that person deprives himself of that, and ma'azallah, he will go towards haram. You know, like ma'azallah, people steal, people, you know, do fraud, and people do so many bad things. Why? Just because they want that certain thing. Now, you're depriving yourself of that halal sustenance that Allah Azza wa Jal has written for you, but you are going the wrong way to obtain that. And that is what's going to happen, is yet he does not gain more than what is destined for him. You know, you can't, you know, if someone, ma'azallah, steals, you know, a billion pounds, What are you going to do with that £1 billion? You're never ever going to spend that all your life. Now that £1 billion, maybe you still spend, what, 20 million, 30 million throughout your life. And then what's going to happen? That's going to be endless punishment for you when you die. The hardship after which one will gain paradise is not a hardship. And the comfort after which one will receive hell is not comfort. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to do good things. It's hard to do righteous things. For like, for example, waking up early in the morning, going to the masjid, offering your Fajr Salah, you know, going to the masjid to offer your Salah, you know, offering your Salah with the Jama'at, or even reading the Quran. Maybe we're going to be thinking to ourselves, that is difficult, it's going to be really hard. But remember, you know, if that thing, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, which because of that hardship, if we achieve paradise, if we achieve success in this world, it's not hard at all. But that comfort that we think, nah, I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going to read my salah in the masjid. Or I'm going to, ma'azallah, miss my salah. You might be thinking that is comfort. That's easy. Chilling out with your friends. Chilling out with your boys. And you might be thinking that is, you know, fun. It's comfortable. But that comfort, if that ends up in the fire of hell, what's the point? The one who considers his own opinion to be sufficient is a peril. Don't always think that my opinion is the best thing. My mashura. Sometimes people get disheartened. You know, I gave an idea, but the, you know, my idea wasn't accepted. And that is why, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah has taught the way to give your ideas, to give your opinions. Always think that my humble opinion. If you've got a humble opinion, now it doesn't matter if it's accepted or not, because it was a humble opinion anyway. So don't get disheartened if people don't listen to your opinions, they don't listen to your mashwara. Give it for the pleasure of Allah, get the reward even if that opinion is not taken on board. When you become capable of taking revenge against your enemy, you should forgive him as an expression of gratitude. Subhanallah, what a beautiful saying. When you are capable of taking revenge, yeah? If someone makes us angry, someone makes us feel that we should be taking revenge, I've got my boys, I've got my clan with me, I can take revenge. At that time, forgive him for the pleasure of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you his happiness as well. Do not be from amongst those who only benefit from advice after they are greatly shamed. Now, sometimes what happens is people tell you to do something, or they tell you to not to do something. We don't take that advice on board until, you know, we get punished or something wrong happens to us. And then we say, you know what, I should have listened to that person before. You know, and that's exactly what that person was telling you, not to do that. So therefore, you know, some people, you know, they say that they learn too late. They get, you know, they get the idea too late. And sometimes it's definitely too late. You know, as they say, there's no point crying over spilt milk. So if someone gives you an advice, you know, think of it and act upon it carefully. Don't think that these people that are giving you advice are your enemies, because they're thinking good about you. When a person's intellect is perfected, his speech decreases. You know, they say that person will start to think more and speak less. That's why one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, or one of the sayings of the scholars, that think before you speak. Think before you speak. Why? Pehle tolo, baad mein bolo. Because you don't want to regret what you just said. Or you don't want to regret it when after you've said something. So Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we need to understand that everything that we say has been accounted for by the angels, the kiram and katibin. And they could be held responsible. What we're saying, these words could hold us responsible on the day of judgment. The one who has the most knowledge from amongst the people is the one who fears Allah Almighty. The most performs the most worship and gives the most advice for the sake of Allah Almighty. So beautiful word of wisdom here. The one who is the most knowledgeable. Sometimes we say, I know more than you, I know more than him. If you know more than everyone, you should be the one that is the most pious then as well. You should be the one that has the most fear of Allah. You know, and then they say that a person who calls himself a scholar, who calls himself a person of intellect, you know, you'll see from his daily routine, from his life, If he is acting upon the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will benefit from that. If not, he will regret that. Wealth and offspring are the field of the world, and righteous deeds are that of the hereafter. Allah Almighty grants all of this to many of His slaves. So what a beautiful saying, that your offsprings and are the field of this world. So your wealth and your children can only benefit you in this world, or if you have spent that wealth in the way of Allah. He mentions in the Quran as well that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the mafhoom is that your wealth and your children are fitna. They are a fitna. So your children and your wealth are a fitna, meaning that they are trial. You'll have so many trials with them. If you have money, what are you going to do with that money? How are you going to spend that money? Are you going to spend that money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or are you going to spend that money, ma'azallah, committing sins? Yeah, look at yourself. Let's all look at ourselves and ponder where my wealth is being spent. This wealth was given to us by Allah. On the day of judgment, we will be held accountable for this as well. We will be held accountable for what we have eaten, what we've spent, and what we've left behind. A wealth that you have eaten, or you've bought food and drink with, or you bought clothes, and what you spent in the way of Allah is the real wealth that belongs to you. Or else everything else is going to stay behind. You know, if you've got £1 million and you've only got a day to spend that money and you don't spend the whole of that money, the rest of the money that's going to be left behind doesn't belong to you. It belongs to those people who are going to be after you. So always think to yourself, wealth is not everything. Money is not everything. Money can buy you friendship, it'll never buy you loyalty. And someone also said, money can buy you medicine, it can never buy you cure. Money can buy you gifts and all of these, an easy, comfortable life, but money cannot buy you easy, comfortable death. So always think to yourself, don't, you know, walk boastfully that I've got more money than this person. It depends how much you spend that money, in which way. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, if a drop of alcohol was to fall into a well and a minaret was made in that place, I would not call out the azan from on top of it. And if a drop of alcohol was to fall into a river and the river was to dry up and grass was to be sprout from there, I would not graze my animals from there. That's how much he hated alcohol. And that's how much we should be hating alcohol as well. Remember, alcohol is known as Ummul Khaba'is. It is known as the evil of all the sins, evil of sins. There's a beautiful booklet printed by Maktabatul Madina, and it talks about alcohol. Now today, astaghfirullah, people, you know, those who drink alcohol, and sadly to say, there are many Muslims out there who drink alcohol. You know, wedding times, parties, you know, they think that they're doing something really cool, you know. We've got alcohol, we served alcohol. You're doing something that is stupid. You're putting yourself into danger. You're putting your iman into danger. This iman that Allah Azza wa Jal gifted you, you are putting that into danger. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, what beautiful advice. He says, there were two believing friends and two disbelieving friends. One of the disbelieving friend dies. So he says in the divine court, O my Lord, so and so would command me to obey you and your messenger and do good. And he would forbid me from evil and tell me that I will stand before you. O Lord, do not misguide him after me and grant him guidance just as you guided me and honor him just as you honored me. When the other believing friend dies, Allah Almighty gathers both of them and says, when the one of you praises the other, he says that he is a good brother, a good friend, and a good companion. So this is the natija, the result of having a good friend. He makes dua for you even when he dies. And on the opposite, when one of the disbelieving friends dies, he makes dua, O Lord, so and so would prevent me from obeying you and your messenger and command me to do evil. He would prevent me from righteous and tell me that I will not stand in your court. So Allah Almighty says, when you mention each other, one says to the other that he is an evil brother, an evil friend, an evil companion. That is why they say we need to think who our friends are. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are on your friend's religion. If your friend is good, if your friend is someone who has the fear of Allah, if your friend is someone who takes you to the masjid, if your friend is someone that will inshallah make you do good things, righteous things, then that is a person that we should stick to. Do not break friendships. Don't do anything that will break friendship with this person. But on the other hand, if your friend is ma'azallah someone, you know, who says that it's okay, forget about salah, we'll go and read you later on. Or, you know, you have a football match and they don't pick you because he spoils the game, because he's going to go for salah, we're going to be left without a player. Or he always talks about Islam, he always talks about deen, you know, he's a Maulvi, forget him. You know, these kind of people are not worthy of being friends. And we need to stay well away from them. And some of the scholars, they say, not just staying away from them, run away from them. Because these are the people that, ma'azallah, they are bad themselves and they will make you a bad person as well. Knowledge is a treasure and asking questions, it is key. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon you. Ask questions, for four individuals are rewarded in this. In the case of asking questions, the one asking the question, the one answering, and the one listening, and the one who loves them. Subhanallah. So knowledge is something that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says is a treasure. You know, money, wealth, gold, silver, you know, rubies, pearls, diamonds, they're not treasure. They're the treasure of this world and they will remain in the world as well. But your true treasure is your knowledge that you have. Now let's all look at ourselves. How much knowledge do we have about our deen? And if salah has become farz upon us, how much knowledge have we gained to learn about salah? And if fasting is farz upon us, then how much knowledge have we gained regarding this field as well? And if you have money and you want to give zakat, you want to give charity to the poor people, how much charity should we give? Who should we give it to? That's some knowledge that we need to gain. Three things sharpen the memory and reduce faljam. Number one, miswak. Number two, fasting. And number three, reciting the Holy Quran. The one who gives a fatwa, legal ruling without knowledge, the angels of the heavens and the earth curse him. Nowadays, you know, people don't have the sacred knowledge that they gain from the scholars. You know, today we've got a habit of getting our knowledge from Google, from other places as well, and you know, social media, you know, and that is wrong. If knowledge was to be taken from the internet, or then everyone will go to, there's no point going to college, universities, is there? Because everything is on internet. We can just surf the internet and get all the answers. So when we don't get knowledge of the dunya from the internet, how can you get knowledge of the deen from the internet? It's just sometimes just mind-boggling how people sometimes say, oh, everything you can search on the internet, you'll get all the answers. Then why don't you say to the doctors, what's the point going to, you know, to university, spending 6, 7, 10, 15 years, you know, educating, when you can just go on Google and get everything? So that means that is not right. It's not the right option. Do not feel shame in giving a small amount, for not giving it all at all is even less than that. So even when someone asks you for something, you know, you're giving the charity, even the smallest amount could be the biggest amount in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So never ever think that my charity is going to be small, my charity is going to be less. If it's accepted in the court of Allah, that could be the biggest charity that you give. Inshallah, we've got another filler. Let's watch that and then we'll continue with our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most truthful and trustworthy. He was known by the title Sadiqul Wa'adi wal Amin before announcing prophethood. And how truthful was he? How trustworthy was he? Subhanallah, we learn this from the incident of Hijrah. When the Prophet ﷺ left towards Madinatul Munawwara, he had so many entrustments, so many items and possessions of people. And at that time, if it was anyone else, they would have said, the kuffar of Quraysh after my life, they're bloodthirsty, they want to assassinate me. Let me take the items with me. Let me keep the items. It's justified. But no, the Prophet ﷺ never thought like this. The Prophet ﷺ, even at that time, most difficult of moments, His life is in danger, but he's thinking about the amanat of people. He's thinking about the entrustments of people. And he says, Ali, you are to sleep in my bed tonight. Tomorrow, give all these entrustments back to the people of Quraysh. This was the trustworthiness and the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we as Muslims need to adopt and follow, inshallah. If we follow this, we'll be prosperous, we'll flourish, and we'll succeed as well.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. If you've just joined us, then welcome. You are watching our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We're learning about some of the words of wisdom of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. A beautiful saying, mashallah, is quoted in Hilyatul Awliya. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the world will come in a beautiful form on the day of judgment. And he will say, oh my Lord, grant me a saint of yours. Allah Almighty will say, go, you have no reality, no any status in my court, that I should grant you a saint of mine. Then it will be folded like old clothing and it will be thrown into the fire of hell. The same world that me and you are running after, this same world that, ma'azallah, we are breaking relationship with our family and friends, this same world that, ma'azallah, people are committing sins to gain, this world has no reality in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But how more people do for that? People will kill each other, people will do fraud, people will do anything, they'll go to the limits just to gain the wealth of this world. And to gain the wealth of this world, people will break relationships. Yeah, they will break relationship. Yeah, why? Because that person, he's not giving me money. And because of that, ma'azallah, you see people committing crimes. Why? Just for the wealth of this world. And ma'azallah, in the court of Allah, the world has zero value. And this is what we people are doing in this world. Another beautiful saying. Remember five statements of mine. And they are such valuable words that if you were to go out in search of them whilst riding a camel, the camel would get tire, but you will not find these statements. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu himself, he says that listen to my statements, these five. Number one. A slave should only have hope in his Lord. Because we are all slaves of Allah, we should only have hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't rely upon people, don't rely upon any of the materialistic things that we find in this world. Only have hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, he should remain in fear due to his sins. Because of the sins that we committed, remain in fear. What if Allah Azza wa Jal grips me because of this sin that I've committed? Be in that mode. Number three, the ignorant one should not shy away from asking questions about knowledge. Number four, if a scholar does not have knowledge about an issue, he should not speak about it and should express his lack of knowledge and deny it clearly. He should not hesitate in saying, Wallahu A'lam. Allah Almighty has the most knowledge. And number five, patience holds the same importance in faith like the head does in the body. The faith of the one who expresses impatience is incomplete. You know, all of these words of wisdom, my dear Islam brothers, what are they for? They're for us to have a good life. These are the people that lived this good and happy life. Today, we're always looking for happiness in this world. And people will do, all sorts. They'll go on holiday, they will not find happiness. They'll go shopping, they will not find happiness. Where do you find happiness? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. In the zikr, in the remembrance of Allah, is the satisfaction of the hearts. That's where you find happiness. You will find happiness in the masjid. You will find happiness in reading the Quran. You will find happiness in reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find happiness in talking about the righteous and the pious people. You will find happiness in traveling in the Madani Qafile of Dawat-e-Islami. You will find happiness in attending the weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami. You will find happiness in spending your time with the righteous scholars. And this is what real life is all about. There are glad tidings for the unknown slaves of Allah Almighty. Those who know people themselves, but the people do not recognize them, Allah Almighty has granted their recognition. to Sayyidina Ridwan, the angel who is guarding paradise. It is these people who are the shining lamps of guidance, and Allah Almighty has displayed all dark tribulations to them. Allah Almighty will grant them entry into His mercy. They neither desire fame, nor do they commit oppression, nor do they fall into ostentation. So some people, we don't know about them. You know, subhanAllah, out of approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah, many are mentioned in the hadith. Altogether, maybe, you know, I've heard of about 35 prophets of Allah. But subhanAllah, the rest of them, we don't know them. You know, if you take the Sahaba-i-Kiram, approximately at the time of Hajjatul Wada, it says there were about 124,000 Sahaba. How many do we know? How many Awliya-i-Kiram, subhanAllah, there are thousands and thousands of Awliya Allah. How many do we know? You know, maybe we can count them on our fingers, but there are thousands. But that doesn't mean that ma'azallah, the rest of them had no value. They had value. They were not known by people, but in the court of Allah, if they say anything, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill their wishes. These are the people that we need to be understanding, my dear Islam brothers. It doesn't mean that someone who's on social media, someone who people know him, doesn't mean that he is successful. Maybe someone who's in the jungle worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, no one knows about him. Maybe he is the successful one and we are not. So always think to yourself, just because I'm not on social media doesn't mean that people, you know, I'm not worthy. You are worthy as a Muslim. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, they say that if someone is well known around the world, maybe he might not be the one that is close to Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Three actions are difficult. Number one, fulfilling the right of your life. Number two, performing the zikr of Allah Almighty in every state. And number three, financially aiding your needy Muslim brothers. These are the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says they are difficult, helping another Muslim. You know, look at the poor people around the world. How can we help them? You know, helping them will be difficult, but it is rewardable. Whenever you wish to attain something, then engage yourself in it such that you remain occupied in trying to acquire it at all times. But Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we've learnt about these beautiful words of wisdom. Now, these words of wisdom are not just that we listen to them, we enjoy them, and we say, oh, they were brilliant. What we need to do is we need to start to act upon them as well. And as Muslims, alhamdulillah, advice from such a great personality, who is the fourth Khalifa of Islam, who is amongst the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is known as the door of the city of knowledge, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, such a personality that even great Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they used to go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for any questions that they had. They would ask Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today, alhamdulillah, in just 1 hour, we've learned so much from this great personality. Inshallah, azawajal, now what we need to do is we need to be acting upon what it is said. I will, inshallah, make that intention. Let's all make this intention that whatever we've listened to today, we will try to act upon that. Remember, some things are very, very important. Your 5 daily salah, your reading the Quran, your recitation of durood, your recitation of zikrullah. Make these part of your life, not just whenever we get the time, not just when someone dies in our family, but these should be part of our daily routine. They should be part of our life. Just like we eat food, you know, this is knowledge that we should be taking as well. Not just that, you know, we listen to these kind of things and we enjoy listening to them. Don't just enjoy, but alhamdulillah, practice them. Make them part of your daily routine and part of your life. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins for the sake of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us all practicing Muslims. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. Allah, the universe is the body and its soul.
dunyaar.